Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
Is it better to create new content or repurpose existing content? And what is the best way to be able to get your message out there? I'm here to tell you that today there is content you've already put out into the marketplace that is underperforming by at least 90%. And you don't necessarily even have to create a lot of new content, but there is value in putting new content out there. So you might say, who am I? My name is John Cook. I'm the founder of Keynote Content. And over the last 4 years, I've worked with over 1,100 different business coaches and consultants, one-on-one, helping them craft and share their messages to change the world. And so for me personally, I've written over 2,500 different blog articles over the last 10 years and close to 3 million words worth of content and copy helping our clients. And so when people come to me, they say like, hey, John, which has been the best experience for you? Creating new content or repurpose existing content? Of course, as with many different questions, the answer is it depends. The first thing I want you to look at is going, if you are just starting out as a speaker, coach, podcaster, consultant, some type of industry expert, a corporate trainer, whatever it might be, I like saying, think about this principle that thought leaders have to share their thoughts. You might say, well, that's so obvious, John. Why would you say that? It's because it is still staggering, really kind of staggering to me that so many different people who want to be seen as a thought leader just don't get their message out there through great content. So if you're going to be seen as a thought leader, thought leaders share their thoughts. They actually share their thoughts. And what this means is going like, hey, putting out one piece of content once a month isn't really sharing your thoughts. It's not really getting onto the forefront of what's happening in your industry and with your trends and saying like, hey, people want to follow me. I want people to trust me with my message and my expertise and my perspective. I need to get my thoughts out there through great content. So what does this look like in two different places? I want you to focus on your cornerstone content. And your cornerstone content is saying five pieces of content, five amazing pieces of content where you say these are either it's a long form blog article that's, you know, about 2,000, 3,000 words, very much. It's a significant piece of content. You put out 3 to 5 pieces of those, and then you say, okay, once you have it out there, you have your cornerstone piece of content, what are those pieces of content? Each of those. And it doesn't necessarily have to be five, but at least three. We say here are big concepts or principles that are important to my industry, to my core audience. I call that your target market, that I know these are big questions. So like if you're in the finance industry saying like, hey, helping people put together a great financial future, you might say, okay, your piece of content might be budgeting. It might be investments, and it might be debt. Those might be three big pieces of content. You can put others on top of it like, hey, student loans, which could be under that. And you say, okay, under those three big pieces of content, then say those are your cornerstone pieces of content. But then you start to add what I call bricks. So say if you're building some type of building, a house, let's say you have your foundation, saying you need something strong to be able to put the rest of the walls and the roof and the pillars and everything in place. But saying you need to have a great solid foundation, these cornerstone pieces of content actually help you put together really nice foundation. And then from there, you put these bricks. So you stack like each smaller piece of content is bricks. And the number of these, I would say, is infinity. Right? Think about the infinity symbol. You can have any number of pieces of bricks to add on top of that cornerstone. But without that foundation, without that cornerstone for those pieces of, for those bricks to sit on, they will collapse because it's not connected to something much stronger, much more foundational with your message. So as you build your message, you get your thoughts out there as a thought leader saying, what's your foundation? And then your bricks to build on top of that foundation to create a great house of content. So that's the first thing. So if you're saying, hey, if you're just starting out, if you don't have those pieces of content in place, don't worry about repurpose. First, worry about putting out great pieces of quality, long form content. Maybe it's a long video, 20, 30 minutes. Maybe it's a long form blog article, 2,000, 3,000 words, whatever it might be. But start with the foundational cornerstone content before you even worry about repurposing into the future. So that's the first thing. Second thing I want you to focus on is this idea of one and done content. And this is a big, big trap I've seen so many different coaches and consultants fall into. They say, I created this blog article, I shared it, but nobody really engaged with it. Well, how many times did you share this? How many times did you actually reference back to this and repurpose this? It's saying, a lot of people say, oh, I posted it, and likely what I've seen, most pieces of content, I would say a vast majority of pieces of content that I've seen lives at about 10% of its potential. You're down here. So this 10% piece of potential. But what I want you to know, how do you maximize that 100% potential? And how that happens, there's that gap between the 10% and the 90%. How do you really optimize this to go from just 10%? We say, I posted it once. People might have found it through SEO, through Google search, through stumbling across my website, and they went to the article section or the video section. They found this piece of content. That might happen by accident, and you're still at only 10% of your piece of content potential. The first thing I want you to look at is saying, okay, there's an amazing website, repurpose.io, that you can connect your pieces of content, your content theme from like Facebook or through LinkedIn or YouTube or whatever it might be, or Google Drive, and you can extract out audio, and then you can take that audio and you can have that then transcribed through like rev.com or other transcription services to then have the written form of that video that you say, now I have two pieces of content. And I can use that as either a blog article. If you have a video startup saying, hey, that's a blog article, you can take that article then, or you can say, I want to create a video that's on top of it. So what you're doing is you're going back and forth with these pieces of content, and it's all around that same theme, and it's taking this potential and it's bumping it up, because there's this concept of saying, I don't want it to just live with one learning style, a written learning style, or some type of other type of learning style, saying like, hey, if it's visual, what about people who want more of the written content or auditory content? People are on the go. How do you make sure you have good content out there that's living with different personality styles? So that's how you start to repurpose it, this existing content. And then from there, saying, okay, there is also a platform called Missing Letter. It's an amazing platform, and it's an AI-driven platform that allows you to take written content, and then you can, what it does is it takes the AI system and it scans and it extracts out different snippets or quotes from that piece of content and puts them in like social media cards. So you can put that for like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and there's more that they're working on for Instagram and some other platforms. But what you're doing is saying you take a written piece of content, and what you're doing is you're putting it back into Missing Letter. It scans through, extracts out the posts, and then automatically creates these amazing cards. I call it like automatically creates these social media cards to then schedule out for Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. But then there's also a part here that it's this idea of this hustle. Saying, okay, I want to be able to hustle this elbow grease to get this piece of content in front of the right people. Now, depending on what you've put into that piece of content, saying, okay, rather than saying, oh, I've put out this piece of content and I'm going to go to like another piece of content this next week, but saying like, have I truly extracted out the full potential? What is the full potential on the organic side? What's the full potential on the paid side? So you can put in like a Facebook ads, or Google AdWords, or whatever it might be able to maximize the number of eyeballs that are coming to that piece of content and whatever that looks like for you. But the third thing I want you to look at is saying, okay, instead of having to choose between creating new content or repurposing content, is saying, how do I know that I have truly given this the best shot to thrive in my content ecosystem so that the right people come to this piece of content and they know I know where to go next. So I love this idea of connecting your content. Think of this idea of you have a large piece of content or like this ecosystem. If you create your cornerstone content, these bricks are not just stacked on top of it, but they're connected in a way, because it's saying, I'm not just going to put random bricks together if I'm building a wall. They're building a wall towards, maybe it's for a kitchen, or maybe it's for a bedroom, or maybe it's for a bathroom or some type of living space, a wet bar, whatever it might be. The whole point is saying, I need to know that these smaller pieces of content, these bricks that I'm creating here, can actually be connected for a greater purpose. So when somebody comes to that smaller piece of content, how are they directed then to say, and this is the foundational piece of content that it's connected to and the greater purpose of it. So saying, okay, back to this concept, saying like if you're helping people like families with financial futures, or kind of their financial future, helping a better financial future, saying, okay, you have debt, you have budgeting, and you have investments. Okay, let's take debt as an example. A cornerstone piece of content saying, here is the A to Z pathway for you to get out of debt and stay out of debt forever for the rest of your life. Wow, that's an incredible piece of content. And where you can go into great details, but then saying, okay, that's your cornerstone piece of content, but how am I connecting that to, how am I connecting the bricks to the cornerstone piece of content? So connecting and saying, maybe then I create saying, here's how to negotiate down your student loans. Here's how to get out of credit card debt. Here's how to get out, basically to pay off a second mortgage so that you can be able to focus more of your income each month towards your first mortgage or even pay off your house entirely. What you're doing is that saying, okay, for each of those smaller pieces of content, maybe it's videos, maybe it's blog articles, whatever it might be, what you're doing is saying, inside that saying, okay, we've covered about this idea of getting out of student loan debt, but what about getting out of debt entirely and never having to worry about debt ever again? And then you can link to that larger piece of content. And then what people say, oh, I see that I don't have to have all these disconnected pieces of content, but it's all connected into this bigger conversation about getting out of debt forever. By connecting it, saying you're linking to it, you're referencing it when you're talking on podcasts or when you're giving a presentation or webinar, saying like, hey, this is a great topic that we cover. And a lot of people have questions about debt, about credit card debt, about student loans, about reverse mortgages or second mortgages or whatever it might be. I'm not a debt specialist, but saying, think about all those concepts and questions about debt and funneling down into that foundational piece of content. So if you're connecting the content, saying, I'm not just creating new content, but I'm also connecting it to existing content that's already there. So I'm repurposing that content as well. The larger piece of content I'm repurposing with my cornerstone content. With each new piece of new content I'm creating that are bricks, that it's saying here is a greater purpose. So when people come to that outlier piece of content, when they see just a brick, they're having questions about debt consolidation or about getting rid of credit cards. They start in by finding a brick initially, but then they see the brick as part of a larger wall that's connected to a foundation, that's connected to a greater purpose that you're bringing into this conversation to serve them better. And you're not just creating these one-off pieces of content that don't have a purpose. They're all connected. And while you're creating new content, you're also repurposing existing content. And it starts to have this snowball effect that you can say, here's what I'm doing to really serve my audience well. Now, I've given you a lot of different content and given you a lot of different ideas as you're going through this. It might be overwhelming. You might say, John, I don't even know where to start. You can go to workwithjohncook.com, you can fill out a form, we'll hop on a call, we'll talk about your content strategy. Are you wanting to create more content? Are you wanting repurpose existing content? What does that look like for you and your message moving forward? And you might say, I don't even know where to start. I don't know who my audience is or what my topics will be, whatnot. We can talk about that and put together a great content plan that's manageable for you so you know here's what I need to do next. You don't have to do all these other different things. Just focus on here's what I need to do next, this one thing next, and then from there, we'll figure out a plan together. So if you've gotten a lot of value out of this, say like, hey, I love this. I love what I've heard today. Go ahead, hit the like button, smash that subscribe button, and we'll catch you in the next side. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.